March 8. Psalms 8, 38, 68, 98, 128. Proverbs 8. Old Testament, 2 Samuel 13 1-39. New Testament, John 17 1-26. Psalms 8. One Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earths. Who has set your glory above the heavens? 2. From the lips of babes and infants you have established strength. Because of your adversaries, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. 4. What is man, that you think of him? The son of man, that you care for him? 5. For you have made him a little lower than God, and crowned him with glory and honor. 6. You make him ruler over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. 7. All sheep and oxen. Yes, and the animals of the field. 8. The birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes through the paths of the seas. 9. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earths. Psalms 38. 1. Lord, don't rebuke me in your wrath, neither chasten me in your hot displeasure. 2. For your arrows have pierced me, your hand presses hard on me. 3. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation, neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. 4. For my iniquities have gone over my head, as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. 5. My wounds are loathsome and corrupt, because of my foolishness. 6. I am pained and bowed down greatly, I go mourning all day long. 7. For my loins are filled with burning, there is no soundness in my flesh. 8. I am faint and severely bruised, I have groaned by reason of the anguish of my heart. 9. Lord, all my desire is before you, my groaning is not hidden from you. 10. My heart throbs, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also is gone from me. 11. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my plague, my kinsmen stand afar off. 12. They also who seek after my life lay snares, those who seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and meditate deceits all day long. 13. But I, as a deaf man, don't hear. I am as a mute man who doesn't open his mouth. 14. Yes, I am as a man who doesn't hear, in whose mouth are no reproofs. 15. For in you, Lord, do I hope. You will answer, Lord my God. 16. For I said, don't let them gloat over me, or exalt themselves over me when my foot slips. 17. For I am ready to fall, my pain is continually before me. 18. For I will declare my iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. 19. But my enemies are vigorous and many, those who hate me without reason are numerous. 20. They who also render evil for good are adversaries to me, because I follow what is good. 21. Don't forsake me, Lord, my God, don't be far from me. 22. Hurry to help me, Lord, my salvation. Psalms 68. 1. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them who hate him also flee before him. 2. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away, as wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. 3. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness. 4. Sing to God, sing praises to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds, to the Lord, his name. Rejoice before him. 5. A father of the fatherless, and a defender of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. 6. God sets the lonely in families, he brings out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious dwell in a sun-scorched land. 7. God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness. Selah. 8. The earths trembled, the sky also poured down rain at the presence of the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. 9. You, God, sent a plentiful rain, you confirmed your inheritance, when it was weary. 10. Your congregation lived therein, you, God, prepared your goodness for the poor. 11. The Lord announced the word, the ones who proclaim it are a great company. 12. Kings of armies flee, they flee, she who waits at home divides the spoil. 13. While you sleep among the campfires, the wings of a dove sheathed with silver, her feathers with shining gold. 14. When Shaddai scattered kings in her, It snowed on Zaman. 15. The mountains of Bashan are majestic mountains. The mountains of Bashan are rugged. 16. Why do you look in envy, you rugged mountains? At the mountain where God chooses to reign? Yes, the Lord will dwell there forever. 17. The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them, from Sinai, into the sanctuary. 18. You have ascended on high. You have led away captives. You have received gifts among men. Yes, among the rebellious also. That the Lord God might dwell there. 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears our burdens. Even the God who is our salvation. Selah. 20. God is to us a God of deliverance. To the Lord, belongs escape from death. 21. But God will strike through the head of his enemies. The hairy scalp of such a one as still continues in his guiltiness. 22. The Lord said, I will bring you again from Bashan. I will bring you again from the depths of the sea. 23. That you may crush them, dipping your foot in blood. That the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. 24. They have seen your goings, God. Even the goings of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. 25. The singers went before, the minstrels followed after. In the midst of the ladies playing with timbrels. 26. Bless God in the congregations. Even the Lord in the assembly of Israel. 27. There is little Binyamin, their ruler. The princes of Yehudah, their council. The princes of Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. 28. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, God, that which you have done for us. 29. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings shall bring presents to you. 30. Rebuke the wild animal of the reeds, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the peoples. Being humbled, may it bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations that delight in war. 31. Princes shall come out of Mitzrayim. Cush shall hurry to stretch out her hands to God. 32. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the Eretz. Sing praises to the Lord. Selah. 33. To him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which are of old. Behold, he utters his voice, a mighty voice. 34. Ascribe strength to God. His excellency is over Israel. His strength is in the skies. 35. You are awesome, God, in your sanctuaries. The God of Israel gives strength and power to his people. Praise be to God. Psalms 98. 1. Sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. His right hand, and his holy arm, have worked salvation for him. 2. The Lord has made known his Yeshua. He has openly shown his righteousness in the sight of the nations. 3. He has remembered his loving kindness, and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the Eretz have seen the Yeshua of our God. 4. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the Eretz. Burst out and sing for joy, yes, sing praises. 5. Sing praises to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the voice of melody. 6. With trumpets and sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. 7. Let the sea roar with its fullness. The world, and those who dwell therein. 8. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing for joy together. 9. Let them sing before the Lord. For he comes to judge the Eretz. He will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with equity. Psalms 128. 1. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. 2. For you will eat the labor of your hands. You will be happy, and it will be well with you. 3. Your wife will be as a fruitful vine in the innermost parts of your house. Your children like olive plants, around your table. 4. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. 5. Of May the Lord bless you out of Zion. And may you see the good of Yerushalayim all the days of your life. 6. Yes, may you see your children's children. Shalom be upon Yisrael. Proverbs 8. 1. Doesn't wisdom cry out? Doesn't understanding raise her voice? 2. On the top of high places by the way, where the paths meet, she stands. 3. Beside the gates, at the entry of the city. At the entry doors, she cries aloud. 4. To you men, I call. I send my voice to the sons of mankind. 5. You simple, understand prudence. You fools, be of an understanding heart. 6. Hear, for I will speak excellent things. The opening of my lips is for right things. 7 For my mouth speaks truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. 8 All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverse in them. 9 They are all plain to him who understands. Right to those who find knowledge. 10 Receive my instruction rather than silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. 11 For wisdom is better than rubies. All the things that may be desired can't be compared to it. 12 I, wisdom, have made prudence my dwelling. Find out knowledge and discretion. 13 The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the perverse mouth. 14 Counsel and sound knowledge are mine. I have understanding and power. 15 By me kings reign. And princes decree justice. 16 By me princes rule, nobles. And all the righteous rulers of the Eretz. 17 I love those who love me. Those who seek me diligently will find me. 18 With me are riches, honor. Enduring wealth, and prosperity. 19 My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold. My yield than choice silver. 20 I walk in the way of righteousness. In the midst of the paths of justice. 21 That I may give wealth to those who love me. I fill their treasuries. 22 The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his work. Before his deeds of old. 23 I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning. Before the Eretz existed. 24 When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. 25 Before the mountains were settled in place. Before the hills, I was brought forth. 26 While as yet he had not made the Eretz, nor the fields. Nor the beginning of the dust of the world. 27 When he established the heavens, I was there. When he set a circle on the surface of the deep. 28 When he established the clouds above. When the springs of the deep became strong. 29 When he gave to the sea its boundary. That the waters should not violate his mitzvah. When he marked out the foundations of the Eretz. 30 Then I was the craftsman by his side. I was a delight day by day. Always rejoicing before him. 31 Rejoicing in his whole world. My delight was with the sons of men. 32 Now therefore, my sons, listen to me. For blessed are those who keep my ways. 33 Hear instruction, and be wise, don't refuse it. 34 Blessed is the man who hears me. Watching daily at my gates. Waiting at my doorposts. 35 For whoever finds me, finds life. And will obtain favor from the Lord. 36 But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Old Testament, 2 Samuel 13 1-39. 13-1 It happened after this, that Avshalom the son of David had a beautiful sister, whose name was Tamar, and Amnon the son of David loved her. 2 Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick because of his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and it seemed hard to Amnon to do anything to her. 3 But Amnon had a friend, whose name was Jehonadab, the son of Shema, David's brother, and Jehonadab was a very subtle man. 4 He said to him, Why, son of the king, are you thus lean from day to day? Won't you tell me? Amnon said to him, I love Tamar, my brother Avshalom's sister. 5 Jehonadab said to him, Lay you down on your bed, and feign yourself sick, and when your father comes to see you, tell him, Please let my sister Tamar come and give me bread to eat, and dress the food in my sight, that I may see it, and eat it from her hand. 6 So Amnon lay down, and feigned himself sick, and when the king was come to see him, Amnon said to the king, Please let her sister Tamar come, and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat from her hand. 7 Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, Go now to your brother Amnon's house, and dress him food. 8 So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. She took dough, and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. 9 She took the pan, and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. Amnon said, Have out all men from me. They went out every man from him. 10 Amnon said to Tamar, Bring the food into the chamber, that I may eat from your hand. Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. 11 When she had brought them near to him to eat, he took hold of her, and said to her, Come, lie with me, my sister. 12 She answered him, No, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Don't you do this folly. 13 I, where shall I carry my shame? And as for you, you will be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. 14 However he would not listen to her voice, but being stronger than she, he forced her, and lay with her. 15 Then Amnon hated her with exceeding great hatred, for the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. Amnon said to her, Arise, be gone. 16 She said to him, Not so, because this great wrong in putting me forth is, worse, than the other that you did to me. But he would not listen to her. 17 Then he called his servant who ministered to him, and said, Put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her. 18 She had a garment of various colors on her, for with such robes were the king's daughters who were virgins dressed. Then his servant brought her out, and bolted the door after her. 19 Tamar put ashes on her head, and tore her garment of various colors that was on her, and she laid her hand on her head, and went her way, crying aloud as she went. 20 Avshalom her brother said to her, Has Amnon your brother been with you? But now hold your shalom, my sister, he is your brother, don't take this thing to heart. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Avshalom's house. 21 But when King David heard of all these things, he was very angry. 22 Avshalom spoke to Amnon neither good nor bad, for Avshalom hated Amnon, because he had forced his sister Tamar. 23 It happened after 2 full years, that Avshalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hatzer, which is beside Ephraim, and Avshalom invited all the king's sons. 24 Avshalom came to the king, and said, See now, your servant has sheep shearers, let the king, I pray you, and his servants go with your servant. 25 The king said to Avshalom, No, my son, let us not all go, lest we be burdensome to you. He pressed him, however he would not go, but blessed him. 26 Then said Avshalom, If not, please let my brother Amnon go with us. The king said to him, Why should he go with you? 27 But Avshalom pressed him, and he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. 28 Avshalom commanded his servants, saying, Mark you now, when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I tell you, smite Amnon, then kill him, don't be afraid, haven't I commanded you? Be courageous, and be valiant. 29 The servants of Avshalom did to Amnon as Avshalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man got him up on his mule, and fled. 30 It happened, while they were in the way, that the news came to David, saying, Avshalom has slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left. 31 Then the king arose, and tore his garments, and lay on the Eretz, and all his servants stood by with their clothes torn. 32 Jehonadab, the son of Shema, David's brother, answered, Don't let my lord suppose that they have killed all the young men the king's sons, for Amnon only is dead, for by the appointment of Avshalom this has been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. 33 Now therefore don't let my lord the king take the thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead, for Amnon only is dead. 34 But Avshalom fled. The young man who kept the watch lifted up his eyes, and looked, and, behold, there came much people by the way of the hillside behind him. 35 Jehonadab said to the king, Behold, the king's sons are come, as your servant said, so it is. 36 It happened, as soon as he had made an end of speaking, that behold, the king's sons came, and lifted up their voice, and wept, and the king also and all his servants wept very sore. 37 But Avshalom fled, and went to Talmai the son of Ammihud, king of Geshur. David mourned for his son every day. 38 So Avshalom fled, and went to Geshur, and was there 3 years. 39 The soul of King David longed to go forth to Avshalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead. New Testament, John 17:1-26. 17:1 Yeshua said these things, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the time is come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you. 2 Even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he will give eternal life. 3 This is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and him whom you sent, Yeshua the Messiah. 4 I glorified you on the Eretz. I have accomplished the work which you have given me to do. 5 Now, Father, glorify me with your own self with the glory which I had with you before the world existed. 6 I revealed your name to the people whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, and you have given them to me. They have kept your word. 7 Now they have known that all things whatever you have given me are from you. 8 For the words which you have given me I have given to them, and they received them, and knew for sure that I came forth from you, and they believed that you sent me. 9 I pray for them. I don't pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. 10 All things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. 11 I am no more in the world, and these are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them through your name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are. 12 While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you have given me I have kept. None of them is lost, except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. 13 But now I come to you, and I say these things in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves. 14 I have given them your word. The world hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. 15 I pray not that you would take them from the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one. 16 They are not of the world even as I am not of the world. 17 Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. 18 As you sent me into the world, even so I sent them into the world. 19 For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. 20 Neither for these only do I pray, but for those also who believe in me through their word. 21 That they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. 22 The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. 23 I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you sent me, and love them, even as you loved me. 24 Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, that they may see my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. 25 Righteous Father, the world didn't know you, but I knew you, and these knew that you sent me. 26 I made known to them your name, and will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them.